This is State House Week, a look back at events of the South Carolina Legislature. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. Two bills dealing with finding money for road repairs in the state were formally introduced in the House of Representatives this week. 65 Republicans and Democrats signed on to a special study committee bill, which actually reduces the state tax on gas but raises the tax at the wholesale level and would make changes in how road programs are managed. 37 Republicans are sponsoring Governor Nikki Haley's plan, which would raise the gas tax 10 cents per gallon over 10 years to pay for road repairs, and at the same time calls for a 2% reduction in the state income tax. The governor says her plan would represent the largest tax cut in state history. Haley maintains the present tax rate hurts the state's ability to attract new industry. Here's the governor at a recent news conference.
We are now the state with the highest income tax in the Southeast. We are now a state that is now not going to look as competitive. That is why we know the important thing to do is to bring the income tax from 7% to 5% so that we continue to be competitive.
Some Democratic lawmakers feel Haley's plan, if enacted, would cause huge cuts in education and health care services, and that could sink any meaningful efforts to fix state roads this year. Democratic Representative James Smith of Columbia.
What we've been hoping for and waiting for and the promise made during the election is for our governor to come forward with a real roads plan, and that has not been forthcoming. We have what is a tax scheme, if you will, that holds a roads plan hostage, in my estimation, before you have any improvement there.
House leaders hope the two plans can somehow come together for passage. The financial problems at South Carolina State University flared up again this week. A House Budget Subcommittee, displeased with the financial management at the college, voted to close the school for 2 years. Ways and Means Committee member Kenny Bingham of Lexington County spoke for many of the budget writers.
And while we don't control everyday spending at South Carolina State University or any other university, it is our job to make sure that those universities are functioning and operating correctly, and for us to hold them accountable, which is what we're doing. We're not trying to run the institution. What we're trying to do is make sure that the institution runs itself correctly.
The Legislative Black Caucus this week called for SC State President Thomas Elzey to resign. He refused and vowed that the college would remain open. Any decision to close SC State for 2 years would require a number of other legislative votes. The state Senate this week killed a bill that would govern the ethics of state legislators. The House has already passed a measure that would establish an outside third party to handle ethics complaints against lawmakers. Some senators didn't want to go that far, opting for a review panel that would include legislators. That forced some senators to vote against a bill they originally supported, like Pickens Senator Larry Martin.
There ought not be a separate process when we steal, when we thumb our nose at what the rules are. There ought not be a separate process for us, and we ought not devise one and represent that as reform of our ethics laws.
The Senate action could keep any ethics reform from becoming law this year. The House this week passed a ban on abortion at 20 weeks of pregnancy. Greenville Representative Wendy Nanny sponsored the bill, which would ban abortion at 20 weeks unless a doctor felt it was necessary to protect the life of the mother. Abortion is now legal in the state through 24 weeks of pregnancy. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events of the South Carolina Legislature.